living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to talk about some simple steps to improving your digestive system. You know, it's pretty simple. I've said this. As a matter of fact, I have a lecture that's titled, You're Only as Healthy as Your Gut. I mean, think about it. If you can't properly digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste, you're just not going to be that healthy. So my guest is Brenda Watson. She, and I, this is my opinion, the expert on digestive health and New York Times best-selling author. Brenda, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, I love all that you're doing, you know, your PBS shows, your books. You really are a consumer health advocate. We really need more people like Brenda Watson out there, and I thank you for coming on. I'm gonna start off by admitting something to you, though, Brenda. I'm kind of guilty. No, and this is true. I work for Life Extension, right? And we take a lot of pride in really promoting and disseminating and teaching all the high tech stuff when it comes to longevity. You know, like telomeres and the CERT genes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be honest with you, I forget the basics. And right. Gut health is about as basic as you get. Would you agree?
I agree, because what you eat and put inside that long tube that's 30 feet long inside of you really is what you turn out your body develops into, or you know, what type of health you have, actually. So, you know, like you said, you can be eating healthy food, but if you don't take protein and get it to amino acids and absorb those and your vitamins and your minerals out of your food and extract that out of your food, then you have what? Deficiencies, which lead long-term to disease situations.
Right, absolutely. So let's do this. Let's keep it real simple for the listeners.
Okay.
And you know, I know there's a lot we could cover here. We only have about 8 minutes, so let's break it down into digestion, absorption, and elimination. Let's start with digestion. What are some of the tips you give for digestion of food?
Well, the one of the most important tips is chewing your food, because realize is you have enzymes in your saliva, especially for your carbohydrates, that right. partially digest it. So let's take a carbohydrate. It goes to your stomach. It's churned and mixed and liquefied there. And then when it leaves your stomach, the pancreas produces amylase enzymes to help further digest the carbohydrate. If you don't chew it, you swallow it down with a lot of liquid, then what happens is the first stage of digestion, especially in carbohydrates, can be compromised. So when they enter the small intestine, a lot of people experience gas and bloating because of that compromised digestion of starches.
I like that. Just simply, what a great tip. Chew your food. I was the youngest of five kids, Brenda, and I had a brother that used to like take my food from me. So I had to eat really quick, and often I didn't have time to chew. And I'm not kidding. This is a real thing. I mean, I really had a fight for my food. So I appreciate that, because I would wolf down the food. And sometimes I've carried that behavior on even as an adult. I get hungry and I eat really fast, and I don't feel as comfortable. Right. Maybe 5-10 minutes afterward, I feel, like you just said, I feel bloated. And that's simply because I'm not digesting the foods very well. Right.
Right. And look at the amount of people that take, let's say, acid blocking medication that compromises protein digestion. Let's take protein, for example, meat. You don't do much digestion of meat in the mouth, but when it enters the stomach, it is also liquefied. But enzymes, hydrochloric acid, right. pepsinogen, all of these things are secreted, and that begins the digestion or first stage of digestion of protein. When protein, Dr. Smith, enters the small intestine, partially digested, you will also secrete enzymes from the pancreas, protease, but undigested protein passing through this long digestive tube produces byproducts. And what people don't realize is a lot of the byproducts from, and we use the word simply, putrefied meat, the byproducts produced from those compromise many things that happen in the liver. A lot of them can interfere with, like, estrogen. A lot of these byproducts that are produced from undigested food have a long cycle that they can interfere with in a lot of hormonal problems people have, and they don't realize it's protein digestion.
That's interesting, and it makes sense, though, when you think about the importance of hormones and liver detoxification. So if you're doing something like not chewing properly and mm-hmm. you're not digesting the foods right and you're disrupting those things like liver and hormones, it makes sense then that there's consequences of that down the line. I mean, to me, it makes sense at least. Do you? Let me ask you that, Brenda, do you take digestive enzymes with each meal, and do you
suggest
that for people?
Yes, I do. I'm obviously over 40. But I want to say that, you know, as we age, of course, we become more compromised in digestion. And plant-based enzymes, which are something for people to understand, like protease, amylase, lipase, these are usually in formulas. By taking those with a meal, they help sort of, they're your cleanup crew. I guess that's a real simple way to say it.
I like that.
Whatever
I
you're
like that.
Not digesting naturally, they'll come in and clean it up so that you can absorb it.
That makes sense. So now that we're, I do recommend digestive enzymes for people, especially if they're having bloat, feel, you know, symptoms of bloating, gassy after you eat. I think that's very important. Now, once we're digesting food better, so we're going to chew, maybe take some digestive enzymes. And I also think maybe, you know, don't overexert, but even walking, after you eat, that can also help with digestion. What about absorbing the nutrients? Is there anything that you do to make sure you're getting all that good stuff into your bloodstream?
I think making sure that you have good gut integrity, and by that I mean that your small and large intestine does not have inflammation, and you've heard me, I'm sure, talk and write about leaky gut, where the gut permeability, so the digestive system should be semi-permeable, meaning like the screen on the window of your house. It lets the air in and keeps bugs out, meaning it lets nutrients into your bloodstream and keeps out pathogens and undigested food. When the gut integrity, when that integrity is compromised, meaning it becomes inflamed, a very simple word, then it allows other things to enter your bloodstream, which down the road create inflammatory problems. So making sure that you have plenty of good probiotics on the surface of your small and large intestine is very important, because you want that screen on the window of your house not to have holes in it. You want it to be semi-permeable. Because think about it, when you digest foods, they're digested into tiny nutrients that should pass into the bloodstream.
Right, and those probiotics are really important, because as we get older, like everything else, hormones, digestive enzymes, we also lose the number and quality of those healthy gut bacteria. So putting them back in makes perfect sense, and that's going to help with absorption. When you were on the Suzanne Summers show, you were taping. I was actually in the back watching. And you talked a lot about elimination, right, and fiber. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that a little bit. How much fiber should we be getting every day?
You know, we should be getting 35 grams of fiber every day, and that sounds like a lot to people. The average American gets 12 to 15 grams a day. I just attended a conference at the New York Academy of the Sciences and listened about, the diets of the Westerners, our diet, and the diets of our ancestors that had 75 grams of fiber in it. Imagine that, 75 grams of fiber in our
grams.
Early ancestors. Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. Now, that sounds scary.
What they said, though, was what the PhDs and doctors presenting said, that for weight loss, listen at this, for weight loss, you had to have at least 35 grams of fiber in your diet every day. And I will say that is difficult to get with the way that we eat. Even for me, I have to supplement extra fiber. Because I just don't eat enough volume of food.
Right. Well, let's do this. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the fiber, because I want to end there, because they're soluble, insoluble. So I got a couple more questions there. And then we're going to get into some detox issues. And then, of course, we'll promote your website and whatever else you want to promote. So stick around, Brenda. This is an awesome talk. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.